We are learning Maseches Barbasra Daf Nunches Amabez, and we are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Nunches Amabez. Zok the Mishnah. Hamarzev Ein Loi Chazaka, but Yesh Limkoimoi Chazaka. Now, what is a Marzev? So, a Maschila is something that's like a gutter. You have a sloped roof, and the water is rolling down the roof, and you don't want it to go all over the place. So, you have a gutter that catches the water. Now, the marzev is like the pipe that maybe we call a leader, maybe it's called in English. It comes off the maschila, and then it puts the water in a certain specific place. It doesn't just roll off the roof and fall down to the ground. You have the marzev that is a leader, which means it leads it a certain direction. So, ha-marzev, eilu chazaka. If I place the marzev on my roof near my friend's chatzar, there's no chazaka on that. There's a chazaka for the makim. We'll see what that means exactly. But what it means, marzev in the chazaka, is that this thing is not kavua. That leader, we'll call a leader, I don't know what the English word is for it. What do they call it? That they're called?
A drain spout.
So that drain spout could be moved from place to place. It's a temporary thing, technically. It doesn't have to be here. A maschila, mashikin a maschila, is the gutter itself. It's screwed into the roof, and that's a part of the roof. That can't be moved. That can be moved. The house is next to someone else's chatzah. So a marzev ain't like chazaka, yes, we have a chazaka. It's next to someone else's chatzah and it's dripping water in someone else's chazaka. So a marzev, since it's not kavua, it can move to the other side, and it can move to anywhere else. So therefore, it can be removed. Therefore, there's no chazaka. We'll see what that means. Hamaschila yesh chazaka. But the gutter itself, which is over your friend's chaser, there, if that's there for 3 years, it was not meicha, that's a chazaka. You can't say, oh, I didn't realize it was there. It's kavua, and you should have been meicha. So maschila yesh chazaka. Similar idea. Sulam ha-mitzri, ein lo chazaka. A sulam ha-mitzri is a short ladder. So there, if I place that short ladder in your chatzah to get up my wall, so there, ein lo chazaka, why? Because it's temporary. Velitzuri, but a big ladder, which is there for a long time, yes, a chazaka. That's a more kavodic thing. That's a chazaka. Chaloin ha-mitzris, ein lo chazaka. A small window is no chazaka. Velitzuris, but a big window, yes, a chazaka. I have a small window. So the Rashbam explained this window was made for him to see what's going on in the distance with his animals. So he makes a window in his house, but it's overlooking someone else's chatzar. So if it's a small little window, the guy's not so makbid. Because it's a small window, it's not it's a temporary thing. The guy doesn't always look at his window because lemaisa, it's only for certain times to see his animals. So ein lo chazaka. But we'll see in the Gemara later on tomorrow's daf, that if it's there for light, then it's a problem, even if it's a small window. But here we're talking about a small window that was made to look out. It's a lookout window, but small. So chalena mitzvah ain't lechazaka, but the tzur is a big window, yes, lechazaka. Ezu chalena mitzvah, what's called a small window? A head of a person cannot fit into that window. That's called a small window, and there's no chazaka. No chazaka means that people are not makbid on that, and therefore, you know, I wasn't meicha because I'm not makbid. It doesn't mean you own that chazaka, that right to make a window. Rav Yehuda Eimer, Yesh Leim Elabin. If you make a frame around that window, even if it's small and a person's head cannot fit into it, harezu chazaka, because again, that's called a kvias, and that's called a chaz. Then there is a chazaka. If you're not meicha, that's called a kvias. So we learned in our Mishnah about three different items: a marzev and a maschila. That was one shaila. Sulam, two tapa sulams, and two tapa windows. Then the klal is, the rule is, anything that's there bekvias will be a chazaka. If it's not there bekvias, there's no chazaka. Zok the Gemara. What does it mean? A marzev ein lechazaka, v'yesh lemekay mechazaka. Maya marzev ein lechazaka, v'yesh lemekay mechazaka. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Hachik Amar hamarzev ein lechazaka meruach achas. So the way Rav Yehuda Shmuel explains it like this. We said a marzev doesn't have a chazaka. Why not? Because not here bekvias. Zok the Gemara Pshat, the Mishnah is that you always need a drain spout. So it's going to be on one side, either on the right side or on the left side. So you definitely have a chazaka to have a drain spout, because that's bekvias. You're always going to have a drain spout. Just to which side it is, I can switch sides, that you don't have a chazaka. So if the balakot decides, you know what, I don't like it on this side. Even after 3 years, you have to move it to the other side, because no chazaka on that, because that's not bekvias, therefore it was not moicha.
I have a house that has a drain spout.
Right.
What's the issue here?
The issue is that the next door neighbor starts by my wall. And this thing goes into his property. Okay. So now I'm draining his property with water all the time, flooding his property.
Okay.
That you're not allowed to do that.
So
okay. Ein lechazaka. So maschili have a chazaka. So but maschili do have a chazaka because he wasn't meicha. He let you have the maschili.
Maschili not dripping anyway.
No, the maschili automatically drips because it's catching water and it's going somewhere. So the maschili is sitting over my property also. The maschili. So it's over my property. Over the friend's property, the maschila. It's not in his own property. His own property is not a shayla. Maschila is over the friend's property. So that is a chazak. Why is that bekvias? That's bekvias. The drain spout is not bekvias. Why not bekvias? Because I can move it from one end to another end. So it's in the Mishnah. They have a drain spout, and it's going right now into the right corner of Reuven's field. And every day Reuven wakes up, he sees a flood of mud in his quarter of his thing. He still doesn't have to make a macha. Why not? Because at any minute I can tell him, you know what, move it somewhere else. Because it moves. Therefore, it was not Meicha. But the Gemara says that you can't tell him, I don't want any drain spout. I want the drain spout to go to China. You can't say that. Because Lemaisa, since he had it here, and it was going to be on one side, and that's the Metzias. You have to have a drain spout. So he does have a Chazaka to have a drain spout on one side of his Maschila. That much he does have. It's saying like this. The side that you have it on is not a Chazaka Gemura. The Yeshlam Koyme Chazaka Meshtei Rucha is, there is a chazaka for one of the sides. That much you do have a chazaka for one of the sides. Rabbi Chanina Omar, so that's the pshat in the Mishnah. We're going to have three pshatim in the Mishnah. So it's saying here, it's not a chazaka to keep in that side. I can tell you to move it, but you do have a chazaka to have a drain pipe. Rabbi Chanina Omar, Hamar Zevel Chazaka, which means like this, Shemhoya Oruch, if it's very long, Mekatra, you can make him cut it. But Yeshu Mekayim Chazaka, Shembola Oikra and Oikra. So he says a big chiddush. He says that I could keep it on that side. You should have a meicha. It's not normal to move it. It's not a normal thing to move my drain pipe. And therefore, if I have my drain pipe there and you weren't meicha, there's a chazaka for the place of the drain pipe. But the length, that already I could say that I wasn't meicha because it's so easy to cut it. And therefore, you can force him to cut it because no chazaka on the length of the drain pipe. The third pshat is, you remember Yabba Amar, Amar Zavein Lechazaka, Shemroitza Livnais Tachtav Baina. There's no chazaka, which means that the neighbor, the chatzar, who it's over his chatzar, he could build up straight until the drain pipe. He could build up. It's his chatzar. The yeshiva kaima chazaka, shembola ikra ikra. But he can't build and knock out the drain pipe. Because according to this man, the drain pipe taka has basically a full chazaka. The only thing he doesn't have a chazaka for is for what's under it. That's the only thing he doesn't have a chazaka for. So now the question is going to be that our Mishnah says that maschila, in contrast to marzev, has a chazaka. So how does that work for the third pshat? Let's see the Gemara on top of Amalaf. Tanan Hamaschilo, which is the gutter itself, Yeshloi Chazaka. There is a Chazaka. Bishlama Lamandi Omar Hanach Tarti Shapir. Bishlama, any questions on this? So make sure it's clear before we go weiter. Right, if you don't know the case, then we have to stop right here. Which case?
The last case.
The last case we're saying is that a guy who puts on a drain pipe could keep it there forever, you can't be meicha. Once 3 years were meicha, too late. So what does it mean, ein lechazaka in the Mishnah? Ein lechazaka, what does ein lechazaka mean? Ein lechazaka means that you don't own everything under the drain pipe also. Maybe when I put something over your property, now everything under that property is mine. You didn't meicha, it's mine now. You're meichel to me, it's mine. That was saying, no, it still belongs to him. The drain pipe is there, but I still own the ear space under the drain pipe. That's the saying. That's what it means. So Mar Zevin Chazaka means it doesn't have Chazaka for under the drain pipe. But we yes, we call him a Chazaka.
He could build the house under a drain pipe.
He could build whatever he wants under it. Yeah, he could build a house. He could build a.
From water, anything. Pouring
down his house all day. Yeah. Make a waterproof roof. So now Shailas Baschilo doesn't have Yeshle Chazaka even that. What does that mean? So let's see the Gemara on the Testament of Alf. Then Hamaschilo Yeshle Chazaka. The Maschilo has a Chazaka. In contrast to Marzev, Maschilo has a Chazaka. So Bishlam Adam Hanach Tarti, Bishlam the first two Pshatim Shapir. What are the first two Pshatim? The first Pshat was in the Chazaka means that I can make you move it to the other side. So Maschila, I can't make you move it. Once it's here forever. I can't make you move it. So that's Kshmak, what's Chazaka. The second Pshat was I can make you cut it. So by a long drain pipe, I could make you cut it. I can't make you cut Maschila, that's Yashar Chazaka. What was the third Pshat in the Chazaka means? That in the Chazaka means that the Bala Chotzer could build under it. And by Maschila, you can't build under it? You can't build under it? Why not? Well, what was the chazaka? Why can I build under your maschila? Why not? Eleman di amar shimrots livnos tachta boina my naflemina. Well, like why can I build under your maschila? Like where is there a chazaka on that? So my answer is halcha maschila shel binyan askino. Talking about a maschila not made out of wood, it's made out of cement. Now, if you start building under it and start banging with a hammer, it's going to weaken that maschila. And the Amalele Nichele the Titrash Zoy. I don't want my binyan, my gutter that's made out of stone, to be weakened. And therefore, I'm kind of, since I'm here 3 years, I'm kind of that right to make you stop building under it. Masha Inkein by Marzev not. Now, why is Marzev different? So Rashbam has two pshatim. Either Marzev is not Choshev Kolkach, and therefore there's no Chazaka on that, that you can't build under it, because that's a Choshev. Second pshat of Rashbam is that Marzev is usually made out of wood and not out of stone. And that's the reason why over there, Ein Lech Chazaka. Top Tosfos learns like that also. Maschilo Shal Binyan Askinan, Ava Marzev Stomish Leitz, Ven Oisinoiz Shal Binyan. You don't make that out of a binyan. And the Tosfos has a kasha there. But upon him, that's what the Gemara is saying, and that stems with the third pshat of HaMarzev Ein Lech Chazaka.